Okay, today we finished the sugya from Rabbi Yehuda Lechavei, right? There are three short nekudas that I'd like to mention to you. And as we'll see, the three are intertwined, even though they're separate ideas, they're three in Zeb is Zeb. First thing is that yesterday, at the end of Shir, when we discussed Pikech Echeirish, the way I presented it to you was not entirely correct, as follows. It's true that Rav is speaking here in the Gemara, and that Rav says that a Echeirish and a Pikech, that pick something up together, they're not kind at all. That din would be true even according to Rami Bar Chavos. Everybody agrees that if a Cheresh and a Pikeach pick something up together, if they do Hagbah together, that neither of them is kaina, because since you need that when two people pick something up together, each one should have das for the other one, and the Cheresh doesn't have das, so therefore this whole arrangement doesn't work. And that's true of halacha, even by Rami Bar Chama, because it's missing in a kinyan, as Taka was mentioned yesterday at the end of Shir. The case in which Rami Bar Chama would disagree with Rava is the case where a pikeach alone picks it up for a cheresh, where a pikeach himself picks it up for a cheresh. So that's the machlokes, Rami Bar Chama and Rava. There, Rava holds Madbiya Metzila Chaveri is not kaina, even if everyone's a pikeach. And Kol Shekein wants a pikeach, wants a cheresh. So Rava holds it doesn't work at all. Rami Bar Chama holds that Rami Bar Chama would hold that it does work, that a pikeach could pick something up for a cheresh. In the case where the pikeach does the entire kinyan, he's picking it up for the cheresh or the kot. In that case, where the pikeach picks it up for the cheresh or cotton, in that case, the abdi lavuin is mesupik if that's a din Torah or a din drabah. In other words, when you pick up the bag of candy for a cotton, right, a garb will pick something up for a cotton, and we say the cotton is kaina, wait, Rami Bar Chama, which is the way we pass him. Is that kinyan a kinyan d'oraisa? Or is that kinyan just a kinyan d'rabbanan? That is the subject of the Avnei Lavuin. So in case it didn't come out clearly at the end of the shir yesterday, what I'm trying to say clearly is that l'maisi you need a complete kinyan. And that complete kinyan can only be done if the kach does the whole kinyan, and not if the pikeach and the cheresh do it together. The tzais, in the reish samach tes, of cut and bays, clears a shayim. And his suffix was going to bring us into the whole next sugya. Just deal with the suffix for now. His suffix is the following. If a cheresh and a pikeach are shnehem reichvim agabe behema, like in the case of the sefer, in that case, where one's a pikeach and one's a cheresh, would we say that they're not kaina? Just like a pikeach and cheresh that pick up a mitzia are not kaina, pikeach and cheresh that ride a behema also not kaina. Shlachayr is the pashtus, should be the same. To the cheresh and pikeach, pick up a talis, they're not kaina, because there's no complete kinyan, because the cheresh has no das. But then, if they take a behema shel hefker, they both jump on top of it and start riding it, they're not kaina. Or maybe shneim reichman al chamar is different. Maybe they're both riding on an animal, is different. Why should it be different? Because each one is doing a complete kinyan. by two people pick up a talus and two ends, each one did half the king, because the other end would be menachas agabi karka without him. So there, if the cheresh and the pikeach pick it up, the cheresh doesn't count, so his end is on the floor. So then the whole thing doesn't work. But shem reichman agabi behema, but the tzais, maybe over there, if the cheresh and the pikeach do it together, maybe it should work. Because each one is doing a complete kinyan. Each one is riding on the animal. What? So then there'll be 50-50. There will be, assuming that it's like Eurasia, each person is doing it for both. So then it would be kind. So this is the Ketzaisis Klar, which we're going to come back to. To get to the next sugi of Reich of Uman. And the Ketzaisis, as I said, is very Samach Tespeis. And it's good to look at it, not just for this sugi, but for the next sugi as well. So we're going to come back to this Ketzais. Now what, the Pashtus, what does it sound like? Which side of the Ketzais? Which side of the Ketzais is the Pashtus? Pashtus is the second side, right? Makes sense. What's the second side of the Ketzais? That they're both doing the complete Kenyan. Chayr, the second side, Shir L'chayr, it sounds Pashtus. So we're going to see, like I said, I'm going to mention three things today. They're all going to be, hopefully they'll all be intertwined one with the other, and we'll see the connection. But so Pashtus is like the second side of Ketzais. We'll see in a few minutes why it's shayach to be misogic. Okay, so that's Aleph, the Ketzais question. Okay, second Nekuda before we start the next Gemara. We've been learning the entire sugya with the Mahalach of the Raita, which is that by Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveirai Kona Chaveirai, the case is a talus. Where when I pick up my end of the talus, if it was not for the other person, the other side would be laying on the floor. So there, that was Losh HaGemara, Kimisha Munachas Agavi Karka. The other end is as if it's laying on the floor, and I only picked up one end. So I have to come on to the other fellow's picking up his end to complete the kinyan. That's why the two of us did a kinyan together. And that's the way the Ravid learned the sugya. And therefore the Ravid said a chiddush. That if this sugya wouldn't be a talus, the sugya would be a baseball bat, where one person picks it up, he's picking up the whole thing. So then you don't have to come on to Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveirai Kona Chaveirai. Each one is doing the entire kinyan. So that the whole klal, the whole deal of Rami Bar Chama is because it's a talus. And if not for the fact that you helped me, the other side will be on the floor. Two people picking up a talus, and each one's holding kakashta. So the other side would be on the floor. So the Ravid said that that's this sugya, that's the way we spent this this whole sugya, this is the way we learned at the sugya store. The Rashba and the Rosh disagree. The Rashba and the Rosh hold that it's lav davka a talus. Even if, let's say, we're picking up a baseball bat together, and I'm capable of picking it up, you're capable, and we both pick it up at the same time, I'm still only kinda because of you. Why? I, the other half, wouldn't be munach agabi karka. So the Rashba, because the fact that it's in someone else's hand means I didn't pick it up. His hand, lagabe me, is like karka. Just like if I pick up a talus on one end and the other half is on the floor, I'm not kinda. Well, then if I pick up a baseball bat and the other hand is in, the other end of the bat is in the other person's hand, did I pick up the whole thing? No, I didn't pick up the whole thing. It's true, if the other person would not have been holding it, I would have picked up the whole thing. But Lamaisa, I didn't, because the other person is Lamaisa holding the other end of the bat that I'm picking up. So that's also Zakhtar Rajba Kamunda Khagabi Karakadam. It's not on the karaka, it's in his hand. Khagabi, my kinyanim, your hand is karaka. Khagabi, your kinyanim, my hand is karaka. Right? Each of us, Khagabi the other, is separate. So Zakhtar Rajba, even if it was not a talus, Even if it was anything that they were picking up together, as long as they're picking it up together, you have to come on to the concept of Magia Mitzila Chavera Kana Chavera. Because, not for the fact that we have this concept of Igu Dezachal and Nafshe, Zachal Chavre. If not for the idea of Igu Dezachal and Nafshe, I wouldn't be kinder. I'm still doing half a kinnish. Because Lamaisa, I'm not picking up the second half. So you have to come on to Igu Dezachal and Nafshe, Zachal and Nafshe. So this is a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ravid in how to learn our Gemara. Just to illustrate, Nafkamina, we learned that by Kinyan Sudr, let's say somebody's selling the Chametz to the Rav, they're doing a Kinyan Sudr, or by Ksuba, they're doing a Kinyan Sudr. If you take the whole handkerchief in your hand, you cut it off. What happens if the rub is holding one end of the handkerchief and you hold the other end, you pick it up together? Is that good? Does that work? If he's holding one end, you're holding one end, you pick it up together. So, in the past, I mentioned to you, when we talked about that whatever's in your hand is Commander Pasek Dami, that if in your hand you have the shear, Gimel al Gimel, the shear you need to do a Kenyan, then it's good because you tied it with Kenyan Yan. That's true. I'm not changing that today. If you have the shear in your hand, a lot of Masajri Kedushin do it that way. They give the person a handkerchief, they pick it up together. They don't let go. So if you have in your shear, your hand the shear, you kind of a kinyan. There's no shot. Question now would be, what happens if you don't have the shear of it in your hand? You have a part of it in your hand and you're picking it up together. Is that, could you be kinder with the kinyan hagbah? The fact that you're picking up one side of the handkerchief. He's being mad with you. And you're doing a kinyan hagbah. Is that a kinyan hagbah in the handkerchief? So let's see. What do you say? Now, according to the Ravid, is it a kinyan hagbah? Who's first and fifth? According to the Ravid, is it a kinyan hagbah? Well, what does the Ravid say? The other person would let go, would it fall on the floor? Right, the stomach's not a tablecloth, it's a handkerchief. That's so big. The other person would let go, would it fall on the floor? The Ravid holds that I'm doing a complete hagbah. If two people do hagbah together, and it wouldn't be lying on the floor. So the Ravid says, each of us did a whole hagbah. Because my hagbah was enough to pick up the whole thing. So according to the Ravid, it would seem, then that's good. I did a hagbah. I picked it up. But the Rashba said, no. They say that when the other end of the talis is in someone else's hand, it's kinisha munachas agave karka. His hand, the agave me, is like the karka. So according to the Rashba, if I pick up the talis together with you, the handkerchief together with you, and the handkerchief's in your hand, and I'm picking it up with you, I'm not picking up the part that's in your hand. The part that's in your hand is kibbutz hagadi karkadav. So I'm not picking it up. So it wouldn't work here. There's no migu dezachil nashi zachil chavre. The other person's not doing kinyan now. It's his handkerchief from before. So assuming that there's no, that I'm correct, there's no migu dezachil nashi zachil chavre, you're not doing the hagbar on your hand. Because the other hand is in the other person's hand. It's like it's put on the ground. So these are the two mehalchim in the sugya. When do you need, by Bia Mitzila Chavera Kana Chavera, two people pick something up together? When do you need the other person to help you? When do you need Miku Dezachal and Nafshe Zachal Chavre? The Rashba says you always need it. Always, because the other person's hand is like karka. So I'm only doing half a kinyan, because it's like it's karka, it's in his hand. And he's only doing half a kinyan because it is. So therefore, Rashba says you always need Migud Zachal Rashi Zachal Chavre. And the Ravid learned, no, our Gemara is talking Dafka by Talis, where I'm holding Kakashta, the other half would be on the floor, that's why it doesn't work. The Ravid holds that we pick it up simultaneously, and it's something that each of us can do a complete Kenyan on with this Nisa, then we're both kind. This what? Is what?
What's stopping, according to the Rashi, what's stopping one person from being on above? The other person is with, the other person is in?
He's not picking up the whole thing.
Right.
So the other person is picking up part.
So Rabbi said half the kingdom. What, the other person's hand is holding half the talent?
The other person's hand is picking up the half that I'm not picking up. I'm picking up one half. I'm not picking up the other half. He's picking it up.
He's only holding a certain section, a few inches. That's not half the promise.
Well, I'm not a physics major. I can't tell you how much is in fact being picked up by me and how much by him. But there's a way to calculate. When two people pick something up, each one's expending a certain amount of energy. I'm not doing the full energy it takes to pick up, even if it's only a 5-pound thing. I'm not using 5 pounds of picking up 5 pounds. He's picking up with me. So we each may be holding 2.5 pounds of it.
You know. No, they're both holding it. Like you said,
picking it up together.
We're dealing with a
kidney. Right. So it's a kidney. We're both picking it up together.
Right.
It's true. If he would let go, I would have picked up the whole thing.
No,
but he didn't let go.
It would stay in the same position, wouldn't it?
Well, I would
change.
Technically, something would change. I would be picking up more. It takes a certain amount of energy to pick something up. I didn't pick up the whole thing.
Okay.
I expended the energy to pick up half of it. He did half of it.
Okay, so since someone is picking up, is only holding half the energy.
That's the problem. It's not a complete half thought. It's as if the other half was a big character.
So what does it mean? The other person's hand is like Kaka. It has nothing to do with his hand. What does it mean his hand is like Kaka?
The Rashi, is slightly different expressions. The Rashi's expression, when the Gemara says Kemishum Menachas Agav Karka, means when I'm picking it up, it's as if the other half is laying on the ground, because his hand is like Karka to me, and therefore I'm not picking up that hand. That's the way the Rashi expresses it. That his hand is like Menachas Agav Karka. The Rashi expresses it that Lamaisa I'm not doing a hard box. He's doing part of the hard box.
Okay.
But it's same half. It's the same idea expressed two ways. That I'm not doing the whole Agbar. He's doing part of the Agbar. So what got me, the other half is lying on the ground. Okay, this is the second Nakuda I wanted to clarify in the Sugya. Then the Nakuda comes up now in this last piece of Gemara. The Gemara now asks where Rami Bar Chama's deal came from. The second wide one. Amalei Rav Acha, the Reid Rav Adol Rav Ashi. Tiukad Rav Yivar Chavim Meheicha. Where is the deal from which part of the Mishnah? What the Gemara is going to do now, from this point to the bottom of the Yamin, is go from case to case to case of the Mishnah, and end up that the deal is from the last case. Let's go through the cases. Inei Memereisha, Shnei Mersa Betalis, Hasam. Haika Amar Kulishli, Vanad Nisakula. If you say for the first case, 1 minute, there, each person is saying Kula Shali, and I picked it up. No one's picking it up for the other person. Ella, Mahadiktan. Zayma Kula Shali, Zayma Kula Shali. There's an extra Lashi. And it says Zayma, and it's a Siya, and then it says Zayma Kula Shali. Hasulavali, it's extra. Ella, Mamishni Yisei, Shmami. Ella, Mamishni Yisei, Rishmami, Nami, Lezachaveh, Karachaveh. Now I just want to touch the words in the Mishnah Yisera. Okay, the Gemara is going to say it again. What does Mishnah Yisera mean? They clear Mishnah Yisera two ways. Sometimes Mishnah Yisera means is an extra word, an extra case, so use it for a different drush. That's not the way Rashi touches Mishnah Yisera. Mishnah Yisera means the extra case is explaining pshat in the Mishnah. From the case back that it said Anim Tzasiya, Anim Tzasiya, is megala to us that the reason they split in the Mishnah is because they both picked it up together. That's how Rashi explains the Rashi in the Mishnah Yisera. Because you could think pshat in the Mishnah is you split it because we don't know who's telling the truth. That's why you split it. That's pshat in the Mishnah. We don't know who's telling the truth, therefore split it. So from the Mishnah Yisera tells us, no. It's not because I just don't know who's telling the truth, so you split it. It's because there's an assumption or a possibility that they picked it up together, and it might be a mitzvah chaver kol chaver, right? And therefore, yachloiku. That's the definition of Mishnah Yisrael. So, shmami nabi is chaver kol chaver. Back to Gemara. Or Kimna Resha B'Metziya B'Sefer Bekachomemka. The Gemara in that phase already learned that it's not a Mishniya Seira. You need two cases. One case for the case of Metziya, and one case for the case of Bekachomemka, as we had in that phase. So you can't learn from the Resh. Elamah say, go to the next one. What's the chiddush of that case? Again, the same shot Mishnah Yaseira, that the Mishnah is megala to us that the reason for Yachlaiku is because of Magbiya Mitzia Chaveh or Kara Chaveh. And we're made in Mitzia. Dilma b'mekka chumemka. B'chitema, I b'mekka chumemka ma'ilam emra. Itzrach, why would be the chiddush? It's a case of mekka chumemka, once it's kubashali, once it's chetzishali. Should be part of the Shavuot. Now we don't partner him because he maybe he's playing a trick. He doesn't want to swear. Sava, he's thinking. If I'm asked for the whole thing, I don't have to swear. I'm better off. I should get here after Avi Kamesha Vaveda. If I want to partner myself from Shavuot. So therefore, you can't say that Kula Shali Chetzi Shali is coming for this Chiddush. And this is really the Gemara and Dalal Nebeis. The Gemara and Dalal Nebeis said that the reason it says Kula Shali Chetzi Shali is for this Chiddush. Ela Meha. Hayu Shnayim Reichman Agavi Behem. What's the case of Shnayim Reichman Agavi Behem? We didn't give it much thought. We learned the Mishnah, Rashi said the Gemara Mefarish. Right, so we have to stop thinking about Shnayim Reichman Agavi Behem. Two people coming to Bez and sitting on top of an animal, and it was an animal of Hefka, and each one says, I jumped on it and I rode it first, and each one says Kula Shali, so they split. Hasu Lamali. Elam Mishni Ser Shmaiminam Zilfer Kana Chaver. What does that mean? What does it mean here? The Mishni Yisera. The reason I pointed out the other two is to get to this third one. Shneim Reichle. They're both riding an animal. Is that a case of Magbiya Mitzia Chaver, two people riding an animal? Huh? Is that a case? You have a hefker animal, and two people jump on it. Let's say it's possible. They both jump on it at the same second. When are they kind of? When they jump on it or when it starts riding? Huh? When they're kind of, someone starts riding. Alright, so they both jumped on it and started moving it there one moment. It's more likely than two people jumping the animal at the same second. The kinyan is the moving of the animal, let's say. In a minute, that's true. But the kinyan is the moving of the animal. So, in that case, is that a case of Magbiya Mitzia Chaver or Kara Chaver?
Same thing.
Two people, what?
It's the same thing. It's telling you, by the towels, if I do it like this, they did it at the same time. You did it like this at the same time. It doesn't make sure it's happening. That's the case.
What does
the Kenyan
happen
at the same time?
And therefore, you need me to Zachanash Zachal Chaber.
No, that's
why it's
that.
That's what's going to tell us. The Ktsais is Medayik in Rashi on this Gemara. The Rashi is the Rashi in the second wide line. The Mishni is Seira. Not a very hard Rashi, right? Why does Rashi say the Mishni is Seira? To the Parishas, like I explained Mishnah Yisera before. How did Rashi explain Mishnah Yisera before? The way Rashi explained, there was another Rashi in Mishnah Yisera. Rashi explained, what does Mishnah Yisera mean? That this is teaching us that our Mishnah's case is a case of Migul Zachal Rashi, Zachal Chavre. That's what Rashi said by the Rashi Mishnah Yisera. Shemachi Amirim Echlaiku, Damilu Shnei Megbiru. That's what Rashi said before the Mishnah Yisera. Rashi here says in the Mishnah Yisera, "Kid the Parishas." Figure that out. What does Rashi mean? Just like I said before, by a talis, the same thing now by a behem. So you take the previous Rashi and you just substitute instead of a talis, it's a behemah. Instead of magbiyah, it's a roishit. Before the kinyan was hagbar, now the kinyan is riding. So you take the previous Rashi, Mishnah Yisera, you know why you split this animal? Damilun Shneyem Hikbiyua, or we have to say Shneyem Rachvu Alav, V'Avalei Kol Echad Magbiyah Metziya Lai V'Lachaveirai, or Havalei Kol Echad Reichiv Alav Metziya Lai V'Lachaveirai, the Kani. Satik Tzais, that Rashi here understands the sugya that Shnayim Reichdin is also a case of Migu Dezachi Lenashi Zachi Makadim. They're both on the animal. They're both riding the animal at the same time. And as one person is riding the animal, the other person is riding the animal at the same time. Same thing as two people picking up Metzia together. And why does it work? Because the Zachal Adash, Zachal Achavra. That's how the Ktsois, Reisam Afez Beis, learns Pshat in this Rashi. You follow Pshat? Well, Pshat. Okay? Two people riding an animal. Why two people? They admit it, let's say. We came to the animal the same second. We both jumped on. We started moving the same time. We're kind of with Reichiv. And at the same moment. You come on to be good as Zachal and Asha, yes. That's the first one, Taich and Asha. Now, let's stop thinking for a minute. When two people are riding an animal together, do you need Miku de Zachal and Asha, Zachal Chavre? If two people are riding an animal at the same time, it's a hefker animal, and they both want to be kinder, and they'll split it. They'll split the animal. I'm riding the animal, do I need the other person's riding, that my riding should be a kinyan? And does he need mine? Do we need each other?
Based on their timing.
What?
Based on their timing.
In the case where, let's say, they're both riding. Because you're saying that's possible that they did it at the same time, right? Look at the evidence, they did it at the same time. So let's say everyone admits they jumped on the same time. They're riding. Do you need Miku de Zachal and Afshe? Each one is doing the whole Kenyan. Is each one doing the whole Kenyan? Bukhara, each one's doing the whole Kenyan. You shouldn't need it. The Ritva asks this Kasha on Nash. Ritva is in the new Ritvas, and it's also in the Shita Bukhabet. That's Bishema Ritva, where the Ketzai brings it from. The Ritva, yes, I'm Rashi. Why do I need Miku Dezach L'Chavre? So what's Pshat in this Gemara? The Mishnah Yisera. So the Ritva learns, you know what Mishnah Yisera means? It means the other type of Mishnah Yisera. It means it's an extra case in the Mishnah, and therefore it teaches us a new din. Sometimes you have an extra pasuk, it teaches us a whole new din. So the Ritva learns Mishnah Yisera, not to the Parishas. He learns Mishnah Yisera, he means it's extra. Because each one's doing a complete kinyan when you ride an animal. How can we answer Rashi? How can we answer Rashi? Two people are riding an animal. You can't ride half an animal. It's not like a talus. You can pick up one end, the other end is on the floor. When you ride an animal, you ride the whole animal. The animal moves the whole animal. How would you understand Rashi, that two people riding an animal, each one's doing half a kinyan? Huh? How would you understand?
Riding it is shalom balas. You cannot do shalom balas at the same time. You can't say, I'm showing you two balas.
Say better.
There's two balas.
Say better. I just want to hear one name, that's all. Huh? Mechaira. Rashi is going with the Rajba and the Rush. Why don't the Rajba and the Rush say about a baseball bat? If I pick up a baseball bat together with you, if you wouldn't have picked it up, I would have picked it up. But Lamaisa, we both picked it up. So I'm only doing half a kinyan since you're doing it at the same time. So the pashtus is that Rashi is going with a similar svara to the Rajba and the Rush. That even if I'm doing a whole kinyan, but if you're doing a whole kinyan at exactly the same moment, so that's called I'm doing half a kinyan. There's no difference if we pick up a baseball bat together or if we ride an animal together. It's true that my riding would ride the whole animal. But Lamaisa was my riding and your riding that made the animal go. So, Rashi seems to be going in sync with the with the Rosh and the Rashba, that any time two people do a kinyan together, you always need Nigud Zachar and Nashi Zachar L'Chavre. Any time two people are doing it together, it's always a case of Zachar and Nashi Zachar L'Chavre. And the Ritva seems to be going with the Raivin, that the only time you need Nigud Zachar and Nashi Zachar L'Chavre is if I'm not doing the whole kinyan, I'm only doing half a kinyan. Since I'm only doing half a kinyan, so then I need Nigud Zachar and Nashi Zachar L'Chavre. But I'm doing a whole kinyan, it's up to Raivin, I don't need it. It's up to Ritva, the same thing. So L'Chavre, these two machlokes in Matoli Zedizeh. And you can make a chilek, you could say maybe you hold like him here and him here, but in the Glatta Svara, it's very similar. The Raivin and the Ritva are saying that if I'm doing something which, if you disappeared, I would have done a kinyan, then it's a kinyan. The Rashba and Rashi hold, no, I'm only doing half a kinyan. Because Lamaisa, you didn't disappear. Lamaisa, you're here. So I'm only doing half a kinyan.
Wasn't the reason why the Rosh said that two people are holding a kinyan, each person is only doing half a kinyan, because Rabbi said something that
he's only doing half of it. Whatever energy it takes, he's only doing half.
By an animal, none of them are using energy. It's just,
we're going to have to figure out, we're going to have to spend time figuring out what type of kinyan riding is. If riding is that you give the animal a good kick in the ribs and it moves, so then what I'm saying makes sense, right? They each gave it a kick, but Lamaisa, it moved from the two of them, it didn't move from the one of them.
One kick is enough.
But the animal moved from the two kicks together, it didn't move from the one. Well, whatever, we're going to have to try to figure out what the kinyan riding is. Whatever it is, it came from the tomb. The pile, it came from the tomb. What a baseball bat, one person picking up is also enough. But Lamaisa, they both picked it up. Well, one person doesn't pick up a baseball bat. But Lamaisa, they both picked it up. So we're going to have to figure out the kinyan. We're going to have to get to the kinyanim of Reich of the Manik, what they are. That's sort of our next step. No. Reich of the Manik, two different kinyanim. We're going to have a pile, which is a better kinyan. It's Tumar Zibayah. But again, the difference is that you can either look at it, each one did enough that he could have been kind of the whole thing. That's the way the Ritva looks at it. The Ravid looks at it. I think I could pick up the whole thing myself. Who cares if you help me? The animal would have gone for my kick alone. I didn't need your kick. So the Ravid says that that's not considered a legal zakhla. I don't have to come on to you. I don't need legal zakhla. Nashi zakhla chav, right? Shaking Rashi and the Rashba say, no, but Lamaisa, the two of you did it, not one of you. So you do have to come out to Migul Zachna Zachlacha. Lamaisa, two people did it.
Let's say there was a hefker piece of land from a deer nearby, the Valyoshin, and then two people do Pazaka on different ends of the same field at the same time. Let's say it happens. Come to the Rosh.
So you need Migul Zachna Zachna Zachlacha.
Even though it's not going to do with...
There's no question, because that's like the case with one end of the palace is on the floor. Because one chazaka without the other wasn't a king. You mean in a case where each one would be a king by itself?
Two people did chazaka on different
ends. Separate, each chazaka by itself would
be a king. Yeah, one
depends on the right side, one depends on the left side. So then it would be this machlokes. It would be the same machlokes. It would be kinder. Is it because of Migul Zachna 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 Zachna? Don't be totally this machlokes.
So according to the Rosh?
There's no afkamina, you're kind of according to everybody. Just do you need Migul Zachna? And where would there be an afkamina? Where would there be an afkamina? By two people riding an animal. So we said, either you can look at each one's doing the whole kinyan, or you can look at each one's doing half a kinyan. Either way, they're kind, right? Because we pass kinyan because of Nas al Khabra. Either way, they're kind. So there's only an afkamina where one of them's a pikeach, one of them is a cherish. If one's a pikeach and one's a cherish, that would be an afkamina. If you say each one did a whole kinyan, then by pikech and cheirish, each one's kinyan, each one did a whole kinyan. If you say that two people riding an animal, each one's only doing half a kinyan b'payel, because lamaisa, they did it together, then pikech and cheirish are not kinyan, which is the ktsaisis chakira that I started with. Because it's chakira, was this chakira. Pikech and cheirish, riding together, how do you look at it? You say each one did a whole kinyan. And then the pikach is kayin. We say shon the half a kenyan, and then no one's kayin. So since the cheresh can't be kayin, the pikach can't be kayin. You only get half a kenyan. So it turns out is that these three nekudas are totally zeh bezeh. The tzais is original chakira. Pikach and cheresh, when they're both riding an animal, what's the din? Machlokes is the raivin against the rav and the rush about picking up a bat or any light thing together. And the machlokes is the Ritva and Rashi. In Pshat and this Gemara, all three are intertwined. And this is all, I mean, the Ketzai says this, except he doesn't plug in the raivin. The Ketzai says this, that totally it's totally, the Hishakir is totally in Rashi and the Ritva. And it comes out that this is the question. If Migo the Zachar and Rashi Zachar Mechaber is needed, when two people do a Kenyan, each one could have been successful with the Kenyan on his own. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayter. So we're up to Elamim Mishni Seira. Shmuel Amisir Chaver, Kada Chaver. So the Gemara Dilma HaKamash Malan, the Reichiv Nami Kani. No, maybe I need the Sefer to tell me a Chiddush. They're riding an animal as a Kenyan. All right. This we're going to spend time on in the next sugya. What's the Kenyan of riding an animal? What part of riding an animal is the Kenyan? So we're going to get back to this tomorrow. This Rashi, the Rachid Kadmi, is a very important Rashi for the Amid Beis. We're going to learn this Rashi tomorrow with the next sugya. Because Rashi defines Rachid Kani Rashi says, Afa gab delay meshicha hu she'ema zaza me mekayma she'ema higa baragla. What does Rashi say? Huh? Look at Rashi. The Rachid Kani, do you ever have someone ride an animal and it's ema zaza me mekayma? Stays put. Where are you going? It's not rachav, it's yayshev. Sitting on an animal is kind of an animal. That's what rachav means. That seems to say, is that the touch of rachav? Tremendous finish this Rashi. Yes, sitting on an animal is riding. Put someone horseback riding, they'll just sit there. Yeah, but that's not usually what it means.
Usually
not. Now let me tell you, first the Rishash changes one letter in the Rashi. Rishash says She'ein noy zaza min mekayma. What does that mean? Okay, we're going to come back to this Rashi. I just want to finish the Gemara. We'll figure out for tomorrow what the Rishash means in this Rashi, and then we'll see on the other days the Taisus. Okay, let's finish the Gemara. Elam is safe. This man shame made him shesh la made him chayok and belay shvua of a man. Even that kachu man katsu shvua name it. Elam in mitziya shvua mi nami yitzil chaveir kada chaveir. This is the way we learn that shnei am maidim, they're both maidim and picked up together. One had to ask for the other, they had to ask for each other, and therefore they're kainer. If that's the case, it must be a mitziya. Rava amalach mi gizach nashi zach alachar. So Gemara ends up, and this is the emphasis, that our Mishnah is a case, at least the Sefer of the Mishnah, is a case of Magmi Amitzil Chaveh Kana Chaveh, right? And in Meila, in the previous cases, let's say, Zayva Kulashi Zayva Kishli, you said the Chalukah is Yechayim Liya Zavis. How could the Chalukah be Yavis? The Teretz says, it's possible they picked it up together. I had one problem when we finished the Sugya last time around. That is, when we finish the whole sugya, and everything is good, how is Chalukah Yechayim Liya Zavis? Because it could be they had a mind, it could be they picked up together and had a mind for each other. By Zayim Kula Shalim, the Zayim Chetzi Shalim. How does that work? I say Kula Shalim means I say I picked up first. The other person says Chetzi Shalim. What does he say? He's saying we picked it up together. That's the case. So we say, okay, half goes to him, the other half is. But by Zayim Chetzi Shalim, if I'm the one saying Chetzi Shalim, what do I have to say? have to say, we picked it up together, and you had in mind to pick it up for me, and I had in mind to pick it up for you. But the case is that you think you picked it up first, and I think we picked it up together. So I had a mind for you, but you didn't have a mind for me. No? The case of Zayna Kul and Zayna Chet is a little problematic in this idea of how the Maisa happened. So I guess we have to be matfik. The one who says Chet Shali is timing, that we picked it up together and you knew it. And when we picked it up, we had in mind 50-50. Now you're lying. You're saying Kula Shalom. I guess that's where you have to learn the case. What?
Why
does it mean that's what happened? You don't say that. He could say that. You know. Yeah, but is he a Chayla Liyos that the one who's tiny Kula had in mind for the other person? Till now, Chayla Liyos Emes meant possibly picked it up together.
Each one said, I made it. I sort it together. I did it. You say, who do you Chayla Liyos Emes? I only, one of them is lying. Maybe one of them brought up the other one, maybe. But that's the case. Maybe he
wrong.
Maybe it had to
pick
up the same
thing. That has to be the case.
I know that.
No. The question is, what's my time? You highly yourself, I understand. We think of all kinds of cases. That I understand. It's even a duration. But when I say chetz yishali, what am I saying? How can I say chetz yishali? What's my time? I come to business, I say chetz yishali. How can I say chetz yishali? I say we picked up together. And I say we picked up together, and you had a mind to be kind of for me. Here. It's a little unusual. That's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, the other person is saying, I picked it up first. I'm saying we did it together. So how why is it I'm timing that you picked it up for me? And then you chayli yisemis, it could be that they did.
So it's
still hefka. So then I have zero taina, and he's claiming kula shalai. You should get the whole thing. Because I certainly don't have here. So it's got to be something along these lines that I'm tithing that we picked it up together and we planned to be shuktim, and now he's crooked. Now he wants the whole thing. Otherwise, the whole time of Chet Shali somehow doesn't sound like a thing. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to start the sugya of Reichel Romani. Next sugya. We've got Mitzia, the first parak starts to change now. It changes to a parak about Kinyonim. It changes gradually, but it's going to get into many sugyas of Kinyanim, which are a lot of it overlaps what we learned Pesach Zman last year in Perek HaZayir. We talked about Kinyanim, so it's going to go into sugyas of Kinyanim, and the first thing is Rachid Romanik to figure out first of all what the Kinyan of Rachid is, and the Gemara Zibaya on the Amid Beis. You should learn probably the Nachmas David to start with on the Gemara Zibaya, and you can learn Gemara Rashi first.